listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
Rick Adams is on.
Well, 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 well. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Rick Adams, with you today on this Saturday excursion, the 26th of May, and I guess this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. We haven't had a holiday, you know, since February, I guess since President's Day, if I'm not mistaken. There's a long span of time there when we don't have a holiday, and I'm certainly, I guess, one of those who is thankful for that. Maybe too few who are, but I am. And today we're going to have, in just a few moments, an old friend back to promote an upcoming event, which you all know about, I'm sure, and you'll hear about that momentarily. And then I'm going to spend time in the second hour talking about this whole business of memorial and war, and this whole business of war for peace. I think it's most apropos on this holiday weekend. I'd like to just look at what the scripture says, and it does have a lot to say about war and just war and unjust war and the whole business of fake wars and peace and so forth, fake peace. And in Psalms, I think Psalms says it, David, in 46, chapter 9, he says, "He," meaning God, "makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire." And you know, in Isaiah, in the great prophet of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 4, we are reminded that he, God, shall judge between the nations and shall decide disputes for many peoples, and they shall bear their swords, beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation any longer, neither shall they learn war anymore. Pretty succinct, huh? I think so. That's God speaking through Isaiah the prophet. That's a time that has to come yet, and it is not now. For in all of the years that we have all existed since the time before Adam in this age, and since the time of Adam, there have been nothing but wars and peace, and wars and peace, and wars and struggles, and so on and so forth. And yet, the sum and substance of it, the end result, the finality of it, in terms of the enemy within, who rules this world, who ultimately, of course, is Satan, who brings war, who brings death, who brings destruction and decimation. He, of course, finally, after all of the breaking of the eggs and the killing of souls, worshiping at the feet of their leaders, brings about a peace. My goodness, isn't that nice of Satan, huh? Isn't that nice of Lucifer that after all the evil that he's wrought in the name of freedom and in the name of liberty, he wants you to worship him in peace, a fake peace that will come. As Scripture does warn us in advance, it will come, and it will come with a sword. It will not come with a wand of love, but a sword, because he is a liar. and the father of all lies. So, folks, when we ponder, you know, what we are thinking about, our meditation on our families and families who are no longer with us and our ancestors who have passed on in wars, and we memorialize that day, that we think about the great war between the states in America, the most savage war probably in this this whole hemisphere that we can think of, going back thousands of years, again, at the doorstep of the Schiff family and the Rothschilds. Again, the Kenites, who are the deliverers of war and terror and murder and starvation and famine and so on and so forth. We think about all of these things today, and we say, what in the world have we become? Our people just don't get it. You know, men who are wiser than all of us observed years ago, if there's one thing we do learn from history, it's that we don't learn from history. History of all of these struggles, not for peace and freedom and love and democracy, but for profit and for control and for balance of power and for wealth and real estate. All of those things are what wars have always been about. They have never been about anything else, but those have been the real reasons for wars. And we have to consider that, Civil War and what happened in America and the destruction, not only that took place, brother against brother, in America, but what followed the Civil War, what followed the war between the states, was a whole new constitution, an evil constitution, in my opinion, that was amended to create not a restraint of power, but an unleashing of power on the part of the federal government. And that was what the war was essentially all about, was to create license, to create a power base, you know, to create this whole new world order. And this is why we must never, never forget that, and forget that we can pass the torch from one president to another, from one administration to another. But you know what? It will be those who are in control today that were in control yesterday, the powers that be. And this is scriptural. So let us worship God. Let us thank the good Lord that we are still here today, serving him, we hope, doing right instead of wrong, exposing the unfruitful works of darkness, and doing a little bit of entertainment at the same time, so we can all have some relief from the pain and sorrows that each of us, of course, in our lives and families must face at some point. So, folks, it is only temporal. It is only for this age. And when the flesh age is over and we go into the third age and we go into the eternity, it's not going to even be remembered. So let's all celebrate that. Now, who is my guest in this hour? It is none other than Paul Tepeti, who called me, wrote me, he emailed me, he cajoled me, and reminded me, most of all, that some special date is coming up very shortly. And we think of Freedom Palooza in particular, and here's the time to bring about that acknowledgement of it. And what better way to do it than to bring Paul Tepeti back on Rick Adams Uncensored here on RBN. Hello, Paul.
Brother Rick, love your show, man.
Thank you. We love you, too. And we certainly appreciate all you do in the struggle against...
Back at you. How you been?
Good. I've been fine. And you?
Crazy busy with four children under the age of seven, sir.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, you know, you got into that situation. I didn't tell you to do it, but I'm glad you did it. As long as can manage, handle it.
Yeah, I want to raise good American kids, man. You know, some future, little patriots for this country, you know.
Hey, there's nothing better than, you know, than having a family, a marriage, the divine institution of God, and having children, you know, to follow in your footsteps. And there's nothing better than that, is there, really?
Amen to that, sir. Yeah. Love it.
So you said you've been very busy, and last time we talked, you know, was some time ago, and we were going to bring you back to give the heads up for Freedom Palooza. Now's the time, because it's just incredible how fast time has been going on and by. And I can't believe it. So what have you got planned, Paul? Go ahead.
Well, like you said, there's been so many things happening, just what's been going on with the deep state and Trump and the worm turning, Mueller report's done, and now it's time to go after the traitors that did this coup, and, you know, hopefully at the end of the, at the end of the day, there'll be an Obama hanging from a rope, man. That'd be great.
Yeah, right. Well, I'd like to see some head roll. I'd like to see just about everyone in Congress given the heave-ho. You know, and given the door, the exit door, all of them in Congress, they got the Supreme Court, the White House, all of them, state legislatures, they all need a good, I guess you could say a good shower, a good cleaning up. You know, they're filthy lying down in the sewer pipe, and, you know, we need to hopefully see that day of accommodation come. But that's where we see the forest from the trees, you and I, to a great extent, and unfortunately, the rot within this country is so deep and so horrible. Think about people who are running, and the names, just the names alone. What's his name? Pete Buttigieg or something like that? Buttigieg?
Butt Ranger?
Is it Butt Ranger. Or Boot? I think he's changed the name to Boot, but I think it's Butt. And
I don't mean
to be vulgar, folks. You get
he's
it.
He's just a whiter gay or Obama, you know.
It's unbelievable. The faces, the characters that are coming out of the closet, it just reminds me of the time of Nero and the time of Diocletian. And man, you have, who's that other guy? That guy Caligula.
Caligula. Days of Noah, sir. Come on, we're missing right now are the Rephaim, the children of the Nephilim, running around the big giants that they are.
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming back too, I think.
My one buddy says they're coming back, man. He's part of some special military unit that keeps him under control. But he says the Mephistopheles contract is up at the end of this year, 2020, man.
It'll
be interesting to see if that happens. You know.
Yeah. Got to keep our eyes on the watch. You know, we got to keep looking and never departing. So as far as music and relating the themes of what you've been talking about, you played some samples for us the last time you were on about
the
new albums.
The disc is done. We're almost at the point of printing them, so we'll have new discs done for the Freedom Palooza party, which is, this is the first year. It's not going to be on the 1st of July weekend. It'll be the weekend before June 28th, 29th, and 30th. And it's going to be held same area, the Lehigh Valley, but we'll broadcast the location the last week of it. But it'll be Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Again, music with speakers, many of them coming back that have been there before. And I'll have a couple of new surprises this year that I'm working on.
Can you give us any hints right now as to some of the people that you have invited that have taken the invitation?
Some of the people that are coming back are like Mark Kernke and his wife, Nancy. We'll have Jim Condit. He'll be coming back to tell us about what's happening with vote fraud, because that's something that Republicans really need to get on top of. Merlin Miller, who started the Eagle Party a few years ago. I know he's coming back and doing some film. And a host of characters that have been there before, but I have Rudy Dent. I hope he's coming back. But no, I'll do some cool surprises that I can't mention right now until they're locked in. But
understood.
It's going to be the location is killer. We got an awesome tree canopy where the stage is at. We're going to have some food trucks down there this year. And again, it'll be camping 3 days. It's $50 for the whole weekend, which is pretty cheap. We basically want people to go there just so that they can meet other people that they've been, you know, talking to, conversing with, and they actually get to press the flesh. We call it the party where patriots become friends for life. And 3 days, last 3 days of June, 28th, 29th, 30th, freedompalooza.com. I'll have all this information up at the beginning of the month. I don't know. It's a great time. I wish you could make it. And, you know, one of these times just to have you there as the MC, the host the most, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not the most, but I'm one of them, you know, hopefully, yeah. But this is something that didn't take place last year, is that right?
No, we took a Jubilee year off because we've been going at it hard, and pretty much the whole time that the Obama was in office. And so this will be the first year that we have Trump in office, and you know, it'll be MAGA friendly. It'll be, you know, Trump friendly. And, you know, there'll be discussions, you know, about Trump, like the good that he's done and the stuff that we don't like. We love him when he's doing MAGA, not too happy when he's doing the MEGA, you know, make Israel great again. But I understand that for him to survive a JFK attempted assassination, he had to pick one side of the Jews. So he picked the Likud, the right wing. He left the Kabbalistic left wing Jew when, you know, he went political. And, you know, you hear them like screeching banshees till this day, you know, because he left them. But it's what's keeping him alive, I believe.
Well, yeah, but what's going to keep us alive is really more important, I think, as a nation, as a people. And, you know, that can only be God himself, obviously.
Oh, true.
Not a political leader and not any kind of soothsayers. But we must always depend on the Lord. And, you know, those of us who are with him individually and familiarly, you know, family-wise, we can be protected no matter what happens. I think we all agree on that, Paul, and you've seen it in your life, and you've seen a lot of survival attacks, you know, coming at you from all directions. But, you know, mostly as a nation and as a country, as I say, we have this rotted foundation, this corrupt foundation, and all of these termites are eating away at it, and they're going to be running for cover someday. But in the meantime, you know, we look to ourselves, we look to God mostly. We really have to look to our nation that was and is not now. But Americans themselves are a great, as you know, a great race, a great people, the true Americans, the people that built the nation, not those that sap it, that those who come here simply to grab and pick up and take away like cockroaches, you know. But, I mean, we're seeing that now, the end stages of
with infrastructure. The ones that can only survive if there's infrastructure, not the ones that can come and create it and build it, you know. Yeah, exactly. Now, talking about the word, brother, I look at Trump as being the tool that God has used to wound the beast. What is the beast? Which is nothing but the satanic Jewish global system. And in many ways, he's attacking it. He is hurting it. He's hurting it with the new treaties for commerce between us, Mexico, and Canada. He got out of TPP. He's negotiating individual treaties with each country. He's doing a lot of things that are very anti-global, which is very anti-beast. And I'm looking at Trump as being the tool God has used to be like, okay, maybe I'll even screw with the Federal Reserve. That's how much I'm screwing with the beast right now. And he's poised to do that because he's going to get to replace seven of the board of the directors of the Federal Reserve. So he could very much change the face of it and what it does.
Now you're talking a little JFKism here, if that were the case.
Well, that's why he picked one side of the Jews, brother. Do you understand me now?
Yeah, well, the Adelsons are happy. I know that. What about the troop movement, the build-up in the Middle East about this purported threat from Iran, which does not exist?
Well, what happened
doesn't
with North Korea? Didn't he send three super carriers to North Korea when they were building the missiles and flying the missiles over Hawaii and everything else? He sent three carriers over there. So I see the same. I see Trump doing that. He builds up like
a lot of this. You know, it's just nonsensical chat and talk, and we know who's ruling from above. And you know, you've got the Boltons, and you've got the Mattises, and you've got the other character there, Pompasso, who really and truly
Pompasso
are
warmongers. Hey, don't forget Kushner. You can't forget Kushner.
Well, we got Jared Kushner at the apex, true. But the point is they rule, and he just simply mouths. Okay, he has to give his speeches and orations, and he's good at that. He's good at speaking. Yeah. He's good at talking. And basically, they're pulling the strings and opening the jaw. But the reality is that there isn't going to be any kind of war with Iran. You realize that if there's any direct war with Iran that involves the entire globe, it will be the end for this whole world system. And that's not going to happen until Jesus brings it about, you see.
Right.
I mean, it's going to happen on God's time and in his way. So, I mean, all you do is bluff. All you do is go back and forth. The leadership of Iran basically knows that. And, I mean, now they're talking about we have a secret weapon now that would destroy the United States if we're attacked. And we know that's all bluff. And we know that the United States is bluff. And we know that Israel is behind all of this. And we know that they're pushing the envelope more and more for Netanyahu's benefit and for Trump's benefit, but not Netanyahu. I told you would engineer his reelection, naturally. Now there's demonstrations today. Yeah, thousands are in the streets. They're saying Netanyahu must go. Netanyahu wants to take over the courts. He wants to abolish the Supreme Court of Israel, and he wants total and complete uniform control over the whole country. He wants immunity from prosecution. Well, what did you expect, folks? You knew that. So it's one big show. You know, Paul, we could see through this. I think you and I and most of our listeners understand the whole world is a stage, essentially.
Right.
And a lot of bluffing, a lot of build-up for military because it's profitable. The arms industry is profitable. Feeding people and helping them is not. It's very simple.
You know? Right. The money is not in the cure. It's on the comeback for the maintenance drug.
Right, right. And you exemplify that in the songs that you have cut, the new albums, you know, that you're coming out with, a new disc. And I think that was good. The last one that you did was very much on the mark with regard to this. And what was the name of it again? I already forgot.
Well, the two songs I shared that day was Wormwood and There's Only One Way, which is Christ, man, at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. And Wormwood, I think, was the one that struck a recordant, a respondent note, actually, with many people. That was a good one.
We're excited to release it. It's called Songs for the Revolution. We are in the middle of a revolution. You know, whether you want to look at it as a national revolution for populist nationalism or a global revolution, so we kill the scourge of communism, man. But that's the fight we're in. It's not right left. It's not conservative liberal. It's evil versus good. It's, you know, it's nationalists versus the globalists, which are the Satanists. Mm-hmm. And you know what was that Junker said 2 days ago? I can't believe people are actually proud of their countries. That's just unheard of. Like, dude, are you in reality? European Union?
Yeah.
That the president who complained that people are, like, you know, patriotic and love their countries like that. That was such a foreign idea for this poll.
Hmm. Well, people, you know, in general, in this country today, you know, as it is now, you know, they're struggling with all their personal issues and family problems and jobs disappearing. They're going east, they're going south, they're leaving the United States more so now than ever before, despite, you know, Trump and all of his pronouncements. The reality is we have the outsourcing and we have the offshoring continuing to grow, but the real reality is that people aren't happy, and they're looking for that, I guess they're looking for King Saul today, you know, to lead them, or Solomon and all of his wisdom to lead us into victory, but they're not happy. They're not happy amongst themselves. They're not content. And God says,
"Most don't have God,
will
man.
Make
Most
that
don't have
so,
God.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
In what is it? In Leviticus 26, virtually a whole chapter is devoted to that. And Deuteronomy 28, of course, is my favorite: the curses and the blessings. So, you know, the thing is, now we're looking at 2020. If we could survive it, Paul, 2020 is an amazing array of people. And you got William Weld wants to challenge Trump, and the former governor of Massachusetts, and he ran as the VP on the Libertarian Party last time.
How much did they get? Like,
I think he got 20,000 votes or something to that effect. Yeah, it was a very small, meager amount.
And Gary Johnson totally lost it.
Well, he's bad news. I mean, William Weld was governor of Massachusetts at a pretty critical time, and he was a Republican elitist, essentially. Essentially a real elitist.
Elitist.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, because I live right next door, so I can tell you that he's not a libertarian. Maybe you could say a libertine, but not a libertarian.
No, he's a neoconservative globalist. That's what he
is. That's right. So, you know, I mean, you have no more third party anyway. You have no more Ross Perot's, and you have no more Pat Buchanan's American Party. Huh?
He was great. I loved him. Pat Buchanan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying that all of them have, you know, in my life, I don't know if you remember, you're too young, Paul, but I remember the American Independent Party in the 70s and post George Wallace, you see. I remember Tom Anderson. I don't know if you recall him. Tom Anderson.
I remember that name, yep.
Yeah, a great American humorist. Huh?
He was an independent. Tom Anderson.
He was the American Party presidential candidate, and I loved his vice presidential candidate. This was in 1976, the end, when Carter was running. You know what his name was? Rufus Shackelford. That seriously was his name, his VP. And I worked for him, I labored for him, supported him, voted for him. I think that was my second time voting. And I supported the AP because he had a strictly Americanist platform, domestic and foreign. But how many votes did they get? In the end, they got less than 0.5%. So, you know, again, the Electoral College doesn't exist anymore. We don't have a real Electoral College. What we have is not even a facsimile of what was intended from the beginning. And that sort of crumbled in the 1830s. You know, with the rise of other parties and the Republican and Democrat parties, they politicized the whole process of an electoral college, which should be totally independent, as you know, which really should be theoretically independent of the partisanship.
You're bringing up stuff I'm not familiar with, like how it's really supposed to work. So,
well, I'll tell you, we should all be. That's all right. All right. I'm learning myself, Paul, about it every day, but we don't know our constitutional heritage, and we don't know it because we don't know the history. But the only thing we do know that begins with H is another word that you probably are well familiar with. What is that word?
To go there. Holocaustianity?
Right. All right, you win the prize. I'm sending you to Freedom Palooza. How's that?
That's a great prize.
On a free trip, you like that, a little bit of humor here, huh, Paul? Now, listen, folks, Paul Tepeti is with me, Poker Face and Freedom Palooza. Give us a call. Tell us what you think, because Paul would love to hear from you, all right? Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Are you going to support Freedom Palooza? Are you interested? Are you anxious about it? It's been a whole year, and what do you think, okay? How do you feel about Paul's efforts? His album, if we had it up here, maybe we could play that cut again. I don't know, do we have it?
Yeah, RBN has a couple, at least six of the cuts of the new disc, so if they have
anything. I don't know if Sam can access them or not. He might not be able to right now, but if he can, we can play a disc, all right, a cut. But the main thing is that you are having some of the regulars come back to address the crowd, and also you have some surprises that you're working on. And,
you got it, and that's what I'm most excited about. I'm always excited just to see good friends that, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We have some calls lining up now, and I think we have a break coming up as well. So we're going to give the number once again, as you know. You should know it by now. 1-800-313-9443. That's right. Paul is with us today on Skype, and I am on the phones for a good reason. I need to get my jack replaced, my mono jack that goes into the computer from the microphone. So hopefully that will be done within a week or so, folks. But I'm told I'm sounding fine, and you can hear me just well, can't you?
Yeah, you sound great.
Good, good. That's the most important thing, is that we can be heard. And RBN is being heard, despite all the attacks on RBN, folks, and all of the boycotts and all of those who are trying to bring it down. You know, Paul, it's still here. We're still here, and I say it's by the hand of God. And
It's amazing that RBN's still there. No?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just truly a testament that we can get out, we can still entertain people, call in. You know, some disagree, some agree. The main thing is you don't have that platform anywhere else. You're not going to have it, Rush Limbaugh. You're not going to have it.
I've been banned at Facebook so many times, YouTube so many times, Twitter. I've had five different accounts killed. Look, man, there's certain protected pet groups out there that you can't talk the truth about. And
I think we know who they are. All right. Here it comes. Here it comes, folks. You hear it, Paul?
Oh, yeah. This is older book, Ted.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Paul Cepetti. That's Poker Face, folks. A little sample once again for you. And you happy with that, Paul? Are you really happy with the results?
Oh, brother, it's been a fun ride through life, man. I've met some of the coolest Americans you could ever hope to dream of meeting and become friends with because the music attracted them, you know?
Who have you met, by the way? Have you met anyone in the music industry that probably would not normally want to come out of the closet who has contacted you as a result or given you some greetings as a result of this?
Oh, yeah, Mark Farner was huge, man. When we started getting attacked in 2005, 2006, he was a reader of the Spotlight, American Free Press, and
yeah.
He saw that we were getting attacked by the Antifa twats and the OPP freaks and the anti-racist action idiots and all these groups. It was long before Black Crimes Matter groups and the effort of the left today is just out of control. That needs to be put down soon. But yeah, we've been dealing with these idiots for over a decade, man. And everything that they called Trump on the campaign trail and since he's been in office is everything they've called us back since 2005. And we tried to let people know that, hey, if they're attacking us, and I'm half Mexican, if they're calling me a white supremacist, man, then they're going to call you whatever names and it's not going to matter. Well, you're a hater. I'm like, yeah, I hate evil. I hate people that are trying to take advantage of others and hurt children. Yeah, I hate that. But no, I'm pretty, I'm the one that's talking the 80% solution between various diverse groups of folks so that we can set aside the hardcore differences and try to get along on the other that we pretty much agree upon, that we're all getting screwed by the same governmental institutions that are trying to take away our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness away from us. So, it's been kind of special. We're working on a new project together where songs that he wrote by himself without the other two idiots in his band. We're going to be doing some Hispanic versions of Grand Funk Railroad tunes for him. And he's got a huge fan base, south of the border, and they would really love it if he, like, what happened is he heard my songs. He has my disc, right? And I did two Spanish versions of my songs on this last one. And he's been, listening to it. He's like, Paul, that's awesome that you do that. I'm like, well, I could help you do it for you. I'd have to teach you phonetically, but... it's like, oh man, sure. I'd love to do some Grand Funk songs in Spanish. I'm like, well, maybe we can make your dream happen. So we're working on that as a fun side project right now.
Wouldn't that be something if you could do it multilingually? You could do it in a variety of languages. Almost.
Well, at least Spanish for me. Soy tu capitán, man. I'm your captain.
Well, sort of like the cloven tongue of music, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, whatever. Singing in tongues, brother. Singing in tongues. And he's all about Christ and love
in America, it's Spanish or English, please. Which do you prefer? Well, whenever they take the census and they ask me what I am and they ask me my race, I tell them I'm Martian. I just tell them right out I come from another planet. And what are they going to do about it? That's my nationality, okay? I come from Mars. Dick Cheney came from Uranus, he told George Bush.
Okay.
He wanted to explore it, and he did. Well, let me tell you something. A little bit of humor here, folks. It's not that bad. Just a little bit goes to point out how devilish this whole system is in this country today, how demonic it is, and how sick and depraved we seem to have leaders that, are imposed over us, and they are really the worst yet. You go back to World War One and Two and how they lied us into that, and again, Korea and Vietnam and supposedly fighting communism while arming them. And, it's just amazing how I read garbage today, in the media, all the columns that are supposed to be based on history, Paul, and they're not even historically accurate at all. Mao Zedong happened to come to power in 1949, and Chiang Kai-shek was on this island called Formosa, But what happened in between? We don't know. Something happened, It's like they don't want kids to know history.
No.
They don't want them to know truth, do they? And that's where your singing, your music comes in. You give them a jolt, about 2,700 volts, I guess, would do it, right?
Yeah, it's to wake people up with like a 2x4 to the back of the head, pretty much, you said.
All right, let's take a call or two. Come on, 1-800-313-9443. Holiday weekend or not, Paul would like to hear from you if you have a question for him and his music. And Moore in, I believe it's Moore in Wisconsin. Yes, I should know her by now. Come on up, Moore.
Greetings, sweeties. I want to be known as a lover. I am a lover. Okay, especially of Jesus Christ. When I re-upped my driver's license and they had the race question, I said, well, I used to run sprints, but she said, you can leave that blank.
Nice.
And just a little more humor. All right.
Buttigieg is how that Alfred E. Newman, Trump called him Alfred E. Newman. That's how Buttigieg is how that's pronounced. And as soon as he was in as mayor, he went over to Afghanistan and he knows all these languages. He's been groomed for a long time. His husband is a Jew named Chasen.
Yeah, Chasen, right.
Yeah, right. He's going nowhere. Yeah. But what I really
I have a chance today, but I don't think I will, but if I do, I'd like to play a few minutes of a video on the speech that made Obama president. Have you seen that one up on YouTube?
No.
I believe it's over an hour. It's a documentary, but it's very important because the same thing that you just alluded to, Murr, about Buttigieg and so forth and so on, is what happened with Jimmy Carter, what happened with Obama. How they took these people from obscurity or nowhere and then threw them in the White House. And this is absolutely amazing. I've got to get into that documentary a little bit
more. Well, beware. That's what this Tulsi Gabbard is. She's a trans whatever. And she's all, just look into her history. I've been digging at it. And Gabbard is her parents' name. But she was married to a Tamayo, which we know nothing about. That lasted 4 years. I guess she was way in the service. I don't think he knew she was a tranny. We know nothing about that. And she's now married to a Jew named Abraham Williams, who's a cinematographer. And his mother is Anya Anthony, but she's remarried. And is the head of the district there in Hawaii where Tulsi is. And the reason I'm going into Tulsi is there's so much hype about her. You know, it's a big hopeful thing for everyone. And she's not, you know, it's just pressing this androgynous into robotic theme. But what
that Tulsi's a tranny. Okay, I'll have to look into that one.
Look under Transpocalypse now and look at some of those videos. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. Okay. And you can tell. I mean, it's broad shoulders and the male torso. There's no change in that. You can bluff all you want. You can scrape down the Adam's apple. You can do all kinds of things, but you're not going to change that whole torso, so...
I'm still trying to get over the Mrs. Obama, you know, routine.
Oh, Mike Schell?
Or is it
Mr.
Obama?
How much of an insult was that?
Mr. Obama?
We had Satanist transsexuals in the White House. I mean, I don't know how we lived through that. So Trump
is a blessing.
If we
could tolerate Eleanor Roosevelt, I guess we could survive another few years.
Well, I won't consume any Talmud stream media, and I know you think you have to... But all it does is make you regurgitate it. So anyway, I'm telling everybody that.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. We're
playing
a ball game
movies.
On their field.
Only Pete's music. Peter the Rock here, Brother Peter, and you have an unclenched mind. I want to say. I like
that
term.
Right?
It was in another chat room. Someone had put a quote from I guess it was Lao Tzu, and mentioned the unclenched mind, and that just really is so fitting for so many things.
Are you talking about me, or are you talking about Paul, or both of us?
Well, both of you, but Paul in particular, because he's just so fast. Listen to him.
I think she's talking about you, Paul, mostly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sorry, Rick, but it's true.
That's fine. I don't want any accolades at all. No, but
oh,
you know
I'm
what?
Just teasing, Rick. I love you.
I know, but as long as his fist is clenched forward and not up in the air, you know, the communist clenched fist salute, I can tolerate that. Well, I can deal with that.
I'm talking about the mind, unclenched mind.
I know.
Freely think. So, what I really want to tell you, Paul, because you're raising these children, I have some Christian homeschoolers that gave me a book after they were finished, and I think I had mentioned something about the opossum being the only marsupial, and it was prehistoric, and, you know, it was late evening this several years ago on their lawn, and I wasn't really back into Jesus as I should have been by then, but she said, what's prehistoric mean? And I said, it wasn't written down yet. But then when you get thinking about it, this book, it's called The Puzzle of Ancient Man, and it's by Donald E. Chittick, Chittick. And I would be glad to send, except this one was a gift to me. So, and, you know, of course, it's copyrighted and everything. But what it deals with is showing
who's the author again?
Donald E. Chittick, Chittick, The Puzzle of Ancient Man. And it's not a very big book, but it has thorough... biblical references about the hosts of heaven, how what basically happened there in, I want to say Brussels, because they got the same thing going on there in the Tower of Babel. you know how the EU Capitol building looks like a rendering of a Tower of Babel being torn down? They were trying to reach the hosts of heaven. And if you'll see, everywhere they went around the world, the different communities, they still have the technology. They still remembered a lot of this stuff, and they still have it hidden and bring it out every now and then, like 9/11. But they were worshiping the Zodiac. Okay? Even the Nazca lines, they apparently had a real fine black cloth that they made hot air balloons in. We'll go up and observe them. So everywhere, and the pyramids, on the Mediterranean, they reflect Orion. And Syria was named after Sirius. So everywhere that they got blown apart after Babel, they were still trying to worship the creation rather than the creator.
That's a good one.
But it's a fascinating book, and I want to tell Owen Benjamin about it, too. He's the one that brought, he's had E. Michael Jones on, and E. Michael Jones said, in reference to kind of what you just said there, Rick, he said, the anus is not a sex organ. Okay. How plain can that be?
We won't go any farther than that. But, you know, that's good.
I think that's perfect.
A good point. You're right. I know you've been off the... I know you've been off the grid for a long time as far as media, and that's very good. And I tell you the only reason, and you know I have to participate in it somewhat, only so that I can expose it, so I can reveal it. And that's the whole point. It's like, do you read the Communist Daily News every day? Yeah, I read the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, you know. It's like, so which one are you referring to?
We each have to do the research we're drawn to. The Holy Spirit draws us to, and so that's good. But like now, Patrick Slattery, it's not really his real name, and he's an atheist and evolutionist and whatever. But I like to go on a Stormfront and just talk with them. I don't consider myself a white nationalist, but I'll support them and try to help them. I was telling them about Tulsi Gabbard. But when he comes on or they come on and they're just regurgitating everything they saw on the Mud Vision, and then they try to back off of it and say, I only did this or that, and I said, no, that's just an excuse for an addiction. And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's very addictive.
You make some great points. And, of course, the chat room is open. We have a couple of chat rooms for us, don't we?
That one in particular. I don't know. I think someone else had set one up, but CyanM did too, so.
I know. You have nothing to do with this, but this is the one that Deadly... experiment.chatango.com we talk about.
That's mine.
That's right. You get a lot of good contributions on it as well now.
I'm packing it with stuff. So
I don't want to do Facebook. I hate Facebook. I hate everything it represents, and it's showing its true colors now. I may be going back 20 years ago, but you know what? I'm more comfortable there and not being part of this trend than having to give in.
I have no cell phone either. They're saying now Wi-Fi does irreversible damage to children's brains. So we got to keep these cell phones away from these children.
Wi-Fi, I wholly agree. It's a real plague on our people. Thank you very much, Myra. We have to move along.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We have Jim in New York, I believe. Is this Jim in New York up aboard?
Yes, sir. Good. How you doing, sir? I just wanted to express my, I really dig what, Paul's doing, with his music. And you must have a good engineer in the studio. It's good quality stuff. I'm a musician myself, so I can recognize good music when I hear it.
And we do
all when you're in the studio, it's a different head, you know what I mean? Totally different head than playing live, Live is one thing, studio is another thing.
Well, we do all of it our own. The only thing we did this disc is we had Alice in Chains producer mix all 14 songs down.
Wow, really? Cool. Wow. That's a heavy producer if you can get somebody like that. But you can hear that quality.
Thank you, man.
Coming across. One thing I just wanted to say was that I was involved in the Tea Party movement, say, about 5-6 years ago. And I know what happened, because I'm a musician myself, I play banjo, I went around, played all over the place, like you guys did, you know. It was a, you know, big fever at that point. Did you recognize that all of a sudden it diminished? It went flatline, and it got infiltrated? You know, I don't know.
It got infiltrated. We played a big gig in Washington, D.C. in August of 2009, and then it was Beck and two other people that basically took over the Tea Party movement on 9/12/09, and okay. It never came back. I mean, we were never asked to play another Tea Party movement after that because now we were too politically incorrect. Before, we had played at, I think, 3 or 4 pretty big ones with thousands of people in front of us, and the word went out once. The way they take over a party is they identify their own friendlies within the movement, and then they give those friendlies the TV FaceTime. And anybody else who actually built the movement up, that actually helped create the movement, are thrown aside because they're not selling or swilling the line that the TV people want the people inside the party to do. And that's how they've taken over every organization that I've been a part of, because if it's doing something effectively, they find the sellouts, and then they give them the FaceTime, and then it's no longer an organization doing what it was supposed to be doing. So.
Yeah. Like I said, I truly enjoy what you're doing. I can see how you're developing, you know, from my initially first, you know, was introduced to you, probably like 5-6 years ago, and I was like, oh, these guys are cool, man. You know? And your recordings are getting really, really good. Really good. So,
thanks, man. We're getting better at our craft, man. It's like we keep working at it.
Hey. That's it. Yeah. Remember, this is not a full-time job for Paul either, you know. So, considering all, it's...
musicians are a strange breed of people. Very strange people.
I guess most are all part-time, like actors, right? Part-time, occasional actors. Thank you very much.
But their hearts are pure. And I just wanted to, you know, just bring that up, that, you know, when I was in the movement myself, I was going around playing my little banjo, playing little, you know, ditties there and there. And these guys got it together.
You should get together with Paul and communicate with each other, right, Paul? And maybe share some of what you've done. Huh?
Yeah, come down. We'll let you play, man. Come on down.
All right, brother. Like I said,
we'll announce it more as it gets closer, and I will be announcing it on these programs as well. And you know, Paul,
but
will do it again.
You know what it is about him? The thing about Paul also is that he's an extremely intelligent guy. He really is. He's extremely intelligent. You know, for the youth, in other words, your generation to his generation, it's light years away. And this man is, you know, pretty wise for his age.
Very much so.
I have to be honest with you. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you very much, Jim. We'll let you go. Good call. Yeah. And you know, he's not trying to buddy you up. Obviously, he does speak from the heart, and that is true, Paul. You touch many people, and you are very smart, very sharp, and very very adroit when you speak and when you play. So I think that's to your amazing credit, and it all comes from above, from the Creator. I think we have to acknowledge that, you know, most important.
And what it is in the RBN audience, which I'd have to say is probably 50 plus, he's attracting a younger generation, which is great.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So he has to be applauded for that as well.
Now you know why his band is the number one most dangerous band in the ADL playbook.
That's a compliment.
It is, man. Nobody's on my enemy.
Yes. That's a compliment indeed. Okay. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
Okay, brother.
Let's go now. You've said enough. He's given it all. Given it all away. We'll send him your check after the program today, okay? All right.
Sounds good, man.
Your payment. Seriously. But now you're getting a lot of good feedback, and through this program, which, as you know, over the years we've had a great audience, a large audience. Many of them have gone on to other things, or they're just not with us anymore, some of the old-timers. But now we've attracted newer people, as he was saying, and younger people as well. And that's what we try to do, is thinking people. And, you know, it's hard to find thinking people in America today, to be honest with you. But you know what? They're out there, and they're searching.
Dude, the current generation is all about feelings, man. There's no rational thought amongst them. I mean, there's some, but it doesn't seem to be the normalcy.
Right.
How does Johnny feel today? Not how's Johnny thinking today?
Yes. It's amazing, isn't it, when you go into a classroom. I don't know when the last time is when you went into a classroom, Paul, but when you see what these kids are like today, and I can tell you stories that would make your hearers stand on end, even if you were almost bald. You wouldn't believe it. They don't know how to tell time in Roman numerals. They don't know how to read an analogic clock. They really don't know arithmetic. They don't know very much of anything that we sort of mastered when we were in elementary school. And yet the teachers are demanding bigger paychecks, bigger pensions. They're demanding more benefits, more time off. They're trying to retire because they can't take the classroom anymore. And they still don't want God in the class. They still defy God, and they still come out and say secular humanism and Judaism and Holocaustism is all just fine with us. We don't care about that. Well, you know, tough luck. You're on the road to hell. Just keep going. you might as well, because that's where you're heading. You're going to end up there. But thank goodness there are homeschoolers. Homeschooling has taken up big time in the last 2 years, 3 years, especially since the shootings and so forth has been a great impetus. Don't you think so, Paul?
Yeah. I mean, send your kids to public school so they can get shot. I think that's the message.
If you don't get shot in the head, you'll get shot in the arm, huh, with a vaccination.
Oh, man. It's like just trying to be a parent today and just trying to surf that craziness of the vaccination. I mean, like, as soon as you have your kid, they want to pollute your child with, like, half a dozen vaccinations. Like, why don't you wait until they're like maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, maybe if you really have to. But right out of the womb, getting these shots is like, why do you think we're down to like 1 in 38 boys having autism? It's disgusting. And, you know,
from
some schools are
cradle to the grave, we want your child.
Womb to tomb, man. Yeah.
It's, yeah, womb to tomb, pre-K, kindergarten, pre-K to 12. That's the big push now in my state, you know. Well, anyway, we're almost at the end. Yeah, we're almost at the end of this segment. I do want to repeat it again, freedompalooza.com. You're welcome to come back before it and to advance it again, obviously,
okay.
Paul. So thank you again.
I'll come back in a couple weeks.
Always, always good to have you on, and thanks a lot. Keep up the great work, Paul.
You too, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, folks. That's for number one with Paul Tapetti, and we will be back with some very interesting video and audio, particularly. Stay tuned.
Welcome to this new world circus. Come in to a homeland near you. And belly clubs are gay fashion. Marching to Obama's commie fascist nation.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.